A beautiful day for a bike ride.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. We made it once again.
Another
beer,
week.
Another week in the books.
Green Lake County Fair wrapped up. Looks like they had a good attendance.
And then when's the Watoma, the Washiro, the biggest little county fair?
That's coming up next Thursday through Sunday.
All right.
You know, we were out and about on Sunday morning.
Out and about.
Out and about. How do they say it in Canada? A boot.
Yeah, he.
And I was watching that storm that was rolling in.
Yeah.
And luckily, Brad went out and pulled the tent down at the fair.
Okay.
Because it never fails. One of the fairs
with
that Walmart tent.
Sure.
And I'm watching the radar, and it looked like it was going to go, you know, it went through Washera County, but it looked like it was going to go north of Green Lake. It didn't. It went right through.
So of course.
We got her figured out,
though. Oh, well.
Yeah. What are we having today?
A little classic lager.
I like.
Yeah, good.
Did you change your bottle shape at all?
No. We've always had the long neck bottle.
Long neck bottle.
Yep.
They just look like a little different shape.
Well, you know.
Maybe I sobered up enough
maybe
today.
Maybe you sobered up, yeah. Or maybe you're not sober.
Maybe I'm not.
You never know.
Yeah, this is pretty good. How is the 250 beer going?
It's great, yeah.
So are you going to keep that forever now? What's the
story? It's going to be in the lineup as a year-round beer. Now, I don't know if that's going to mean we're going to have it all year round just because it's one of those beers, so it takes twice as long to make. It's hard, like, so this right now we're in Oktoberfest season, believe it or not, like for the beer.
Yeah,
so,
easily.
We're making 25% more this year than we ever have.
Really?
So that takes up a lot of, capacity. So once we run out of this American lager, this batch, then we'll be out for a little bit,
but yeah,
we'll bring it back in the late fall.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
So with your new facility, do you have room to add, even though, I mean,
we do have
did
room.
A huge expansion,
yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to recoup.
Yeah, oh, I get it. I get it. Bit. I just didn't know if it was all stuffed in there.
Yeah,
or if you're like,
no,
we definitely
have room to grow, but I'm trying to be smart about it. And you know,
we don't need the downstairs restrooms. We could turn that into another.
Yeah. Not, you know, none of that stuff is cheap, so.
Right. You know, I was thinking the other day, I watch a lot of reels on YouTube with engines and things like that, and sometimes they have the clear ones where you can see what's happening inside of the cutout.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any such thing as, like, a clear glass?
Clear glass ferment. Well, as a homebrewer, you know, I used to use glass carboys.
So you could see what
was
going on.
Now, I have never seen a big one glass.
Right.
Probably for obvious reasons. Just, I mean, you know, in a brewery, things get beat up all the time.
So, it would last, you know, a week. It would be like if we brought it in here.
Yeah.
I was just curious. You know, I'm thinking in that big center area by the bar.
It'd
there.
Be fun.
And then definitely. You could have little taps on it.
Yeah.
People just walk up like a water machine.
Yeah. Like a bubbler.
Yeah. The Culligan water machine. So, well, the Packers had their first game in the books.
Yeah, gosh, I love the Packers.
I do, too. Next game is a late game. Is it? It's next Friday, I believe, like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
So,
did I tell you we went up to practice? I think I told you that.
Oh, did you do family night?
No.
Yes. Yeah, you did at the Don Hudson
fun.
Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a good time.
Good time. So. We got Kip Jones tonight. Making his KBC debut, which is unbelievable because I don't. Do you know Kip? Or he's been playing the area.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I mean, probably since we've been open. I think, in fact, we've been talking about having him play for us probably for close to 10 years.
Is he the one that you said? You just said.
Yeah.
But you mentioned him last week.
Yeah, I mentioned him last week. Yeah,
that's probably where I heard the name.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen him.
He's taking the stage 5 o'clock tonight. We have the big free show. Well, they're all free, but so they have Music in the Park ripping downtown tonight, too. Mm-hmm. That starts at 7. So you can come to the brewery, get your pregame on with Kip. and then mosey on down to the Village Green. But then tomorrow night they have the special showing, which is Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, which is the big national show.
I'll try saying that five times
fast. I can't say it once five times. Yeah. Once fast. And then next Friday is Music Bingo.
Okay.
Our monthly bingo night. So
very nice.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, how did your sailboat trip across Green Bay go?
It didn't.
Oh, okay.
So I forgot. Well, I think my wife forgot to tell me that we were dog sitting our friend's dog, which was fine. We brought the dog with, so we have, because we have another dog. So that meant we had three dogs. And we went up there. This was 2 weeks ago. I was watching the forecast. And it looked like it was going to be pretty good. And they were telling me...
Because you were going to do it Sunday, right?
We were going to do it Sunday 2 weeks ago. And
that's right. Yeah. It was 2 weeks. Okay,
yeah, it was 2 weeks. And the weather was perfect. I mean, it was sunny, no rain. But that Sunday, when we were supposed to sail, it was really windy. And they thought it... They were saying it was going to die down. But it was a northeast wind, so it was coming down from Door County. No protection. And I think... If I would have left like at 7 a.m., we would have been fine. But I was watching the forecast, and they were saying it was going to die down in the afternoon. So I paused, and I shouldn't have paused because it never died down. And then it was blowing all day. By the time we were going to go at like noon, and I just took one drive out to the breakwater just to check it out, and it's probably a good thing I did because there were four-foot waves coming over.
Oh, yeah. You're...
Which... You know, if it was me and you, I would have said,
sure,
grab the six pack and maybe a 12 pack.
Let's do it.
And we probably would have been fine. But with my wife, my two daughters and the three dogs, one would have had fun. So we did not go across the bay. So we just stayed there. And then Monday, though, my daughter and I, my oldest daughter, she's actually a good sailor. We went out, just the two of us, and for a few hours and just puttered around.
Nice.
Had a great time. So
yeah, last Sunday after that storm passed in the morning,
yeah,
I went out on Bago for a little bit on the jet ski with a friend, and I'm like looking to the north. I'm like, and it was sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up the radar, and it said, you know, when you do the hourly, it said nothing. And
right.
I'm looking at the radar, and it was just rain, but it went like through Nina area just north of us. But that drives me nuts when you look at the hourly forecast and it says sun.
Yeah, zero.
Yet the radar
is
good, and the daily outlook is partly cloudy.
I know.
It doesn't make
any sense.
The algorithm on whatever they type in doesn't...
They don't know what the heck they're doing, I'm saying.
All right, well, we'll check in with you next week, huh?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, contact info, Dave.
748-5188.